all of your real estate needs. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate. She's a friend of mine, and I recommend her. You're going to recommend your friend. She's a friend of mine because she's a high-quality person. You think I'd be friends with someone who wasn't? Eric said Emily is one of the best in the business. She's knowledgeable, straightforward, very responsive to her clients' needs. This is one of those who is a recipient of the incredible work that Emily Johnson of Rhodes Real Estate does. Caroline said Emily is an excellent and knowledgeable realtor. She worked with us to make the home buying and selling process as smooth as possible, even during the pandemic. I highly recommend Emily for all your real estate needs. We're now in a beautiful new home, and our previous house sold within 6 hours. Thank you, Emily Johnson. You can see those reviews from people. These aren't paid individuals. These aren't family members of Emily. These are people like you and me right here in the Ozarks. You can see those reviews. You can message these people if you have questions, or you can message Emily Johnson of Rhodes Real Estate. Her Facebook page is just that, Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate. Her number you can call, 890-1455, if you want as well. Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, another incredible partner with Springfield's Talk 104.1. And the book is a basket of deplorables. What I saw inside the Clinton White House, and it was written by Linda Tripp and Dennis Karstens. Dennis Karstens with us. Linda Tripp, of course, passing away recently. I want to welcome you and thank you for being here. And I suppose ask, I was talking about Linda Tripp earlier this morning, and what a difference a whistleblower is treated depending on whom they are blowing the whistle. And we've seen in the last year the sacred treatment that whistleblowers got and the hiding of their identity. Yet Linda Tripp as a whistleblower was mocked. She was threatened. She was portrayed on Saturday Night Live. It's just quite a remarkable difference how people get treated based on their political persuasion and whom they're blowing the whistle on. So the book, which it came out last year, is that correct?
It came out in December.
So why write it so long after the events?
Well, she had, when this whole thing blew up, that was one of the things that the We Love Bill Clinton media was on her about. They just ripped her for to write a book. And she never did want to write a book. She never wanted to be a whistleblower. It was pretty much forced upon her by a guy by the name of Mike Isikoff, who wrote an article for the Newsweek. Linda had agreed to give him some background on Bill Clinton and his bimbo problem, but with his assurance that she would be anonymous. Well, her name came out in the article, and so it's like, oh my God, Hillary Clinton's coming after me. I better do something to protect myself. That's how that all came about. Mm-hmm. But as far as why she wrote the book so late, about 10 years ago, one of her grandkids came home from school and asked her, he said, Grandma, are you famous? Because they had been discussing the Clinton impeachment in school that day. And so she finally decided she was going to write up her story about how all this happened, just for privacy purposes, for her kids and grandkids, so that they would know how she got involved with it and what exactly happened. Well, I'm a writer. I've written, I'm a retired lawyer. I've written 12 legal mystery courtroom dramas that are available on Amazon. One of my readers, a big fan of my books, wrote me and asked me if I remembered who Linda Tripp was. And of course I did. And she had read one of my books. It was entitled Political Justice, and it's about a married couple that sound an awful lot like the Clintons and how greedy and power-hungry they were and what they would do to attain power and attain the White House. So this woman asked me if I would send a copy to Linda, and I did. And Linda wrote me back right away, and she said, God, this is you nailed these two. It's exactly who they are. And so we got to talking, and she asked me if I would help her write up her stories. So that's why how it came about now, was because, after 20 years, she thought, well, maybe I should do it. And I also went after her pretty hard to do this once she brought the subject up. Because I told her, I said, you really do need to do this because this is part of the historical record of what happened in the impeachment. This is the true story from inside about how Bill Clinton got himself impeached. And so I think I kind of convinced her that it needed to be written because I think there's still a lot of curiosity about this, and people would like to know. Her side of this, because she didn't get into any of this until she'd been out of the White House for over 3 years. She never had any intention of going after the Clintons or outing Bill Clinton or writing a book or any of that kind of stuff until she was forced to. So that's in a nutshell how it came about.
And of course, she was portrayed as some sort of political person who was simply in there trying to, for political purposes, go after Bill Clinton. And you had a spectrum, I think, of beliefs or perspectives on this. You had some that, of course, they didn't believe Bill would do this at all. And then when he finally admitted it, it's just an indiscretion. And it's not ideal. And his wife, she just stood by him. And then you have those that saw more of a nefarious situation, that Clinton is a serial predator, that Hillary, his wife, her job was to clean up the mess and threaten these women to get them to shut up. But even
over the years.
Well, and some of what Linda Tripp writes about, that with any story, there are things the public doesn't know, that even if, for those that have the more extreme, if you will, view, or a more perceptive, honest view of what happened, it seems as if it was even worse than what the public knew.
Oh, far worse. These two were the both of them are very flawed people, morally, ethically. Their motto should be, why tell the truth when a perfectly good lie will work just fine? You lie, I lie, we all lie. What amazed me most as a lawyer was how many capable, intelligent people, especially lawyers from quality law firms that were involved with all this, who were perfectly willing to commit perjury to cover for these two. It was part of the culture. It was, you lie for these two. Loyalty is the only thing that matters. And if you have to lie, if you have to lie under oath, that's what you do. You cover for these two. And I never understood how so many people could be so loyal to two people who used up people like they were Kleenex and tossed them into the garbage. They have no concern for anybody else, but yet people still love them and will do anything for them because they just don't believe that the Clintons are who they are.
The book is A Basket of Deplorables, What I Saw Inside the Clinton White House. Linda Tripp, and we're talking with Dennis Karstens, who wrote it along with her. So you, obviously, you knew a great deal about this. What, as you would work with Linda to write the book, did you find that even surprised you, that you thought, oh my gosh, I thought I knew it all?
What a weak man Bill Clinton is. Mm. That would be at the top of my list. I mean, it's an odd thing to say about somebody who had the drive to become president of the United States, but he is an incredibly weak man. He can't stand up to his own shadow. Hillary Clinton, this was like almost a daily occurrence. They would be standing in the aisle, in a hallway in the White House, surrounded by people, and she would be ripping him up one side and down the other, using the most foul, vile language you can possibly think of. And he would just stand there like a little schoolboy and take this over and over and over. people talked about him being a great compromiser. He's a compromiser because he didn't have the backbone to stand up to people like Newt Gingrich. Mm. I mean, Newt Gingrich is a tough politician. Bill Clinton's a wet noodle. And it's amazing, you know, to think like that, that somebody like that could become president. And you think he was a strong guy, but it amazed me how weak he was. I mean, especially when it came to his most basic needs, his sexual needs, that he just could not control himself because he didn't have to. There was no reason for him to. There's some things in there. Bill Clinton, quite frankly, should be a registered sex offender. Oh. There's no doubt in my mind that this man has committed rape. He has committed attempted rape. He has committed any number of sexual assaults, and they just cover for him. The media still treats.
Oh yeah.
The thing about all of this at the time, and even later, people writing books about it, they portrayed poor Billy as the victim in all this, and he was no, folks, he's not a victim. He is a predator, in fact.
Well, and then it was such it seems like an odd relationship. While Hillary tried to get portrayed as, you know, she also was a victim, but she was strong in that she wanted to make that marriage work. And even I thought it was generous. Some would say, well, she did it simply to be able to help formulate the agenda. And so, you know, she was trying to get some political advantages out of it. But it seems as if there's something.
That's true.
Yeah. But it seems as if that's even generous to describe her involvement in it as that, given that she really did allow him to do this in the sense that she helped him avoid consequences by threatening many of these women.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And she was a total enabler, and she knew everything that he was doing. She had spies in the White House watching his every move. So she knew all about it. You know, it wasn't just Monica Lewinsky. There was a parade of women into the Oval Office and into his private office to sexually service him. Mm. And by sexually service, I mean perform oral sex on this guy. It was all about satisfying him. There was no sexual partnership involved here. It was just get somebody in here to take care of me today because I can do this to women. So they did. And there were a lot of them that would come out of there bragging about it. Mm. So you got to get the picture here is that, you know, Monica Lewinsky was just one of God only knows how many women over the years that they treated like this.
We're talking with author of the week. The book is A Basket of Deplorables, What I Saw Inside the Clinton White House by Linda Tripp and co-authored by Dennis Karstens. You mentioned that, you know, you look at all of this and you think Bill and Hillary Clinton and then Monica and Linda Tripp. But what is surprising for a lot of folks, shocked how many people that were with legitimate law firms had legitimate reputations that would risk it all to.
Yes.
Was there any in particular that really shocked you that you just thought, I cannot figure this out?
Well, let's see. I wouldn't say any one incident. Mm. It was just the culture of the Clinton White House. It was just well known. This is what you do. That's why Linda only lasted there about 14, 15 months. She was originally with George Bush, the elder's White House. She stayed on when the Clintons came in. And then left in, well, they came in January of 93. She bailed out. She went back. She was supposed to be, she worked for the Pentagon. And she went back to the Pentagon then in, I believe it was April of 94. Because she just couldn't take it anymore. She couldn't take the screaming. She couldn't take the morals, the lack of ethics. And there's a chapter in the book I insisted on putting in there showing the difference between the Bush White House and the Clinton White House. How the Bush White House, people wore suits, and women dressed appropriately. And when meetings were supposed to start, meetings started. People were professionals. And the Bush, the George and Barbara Bush were very nice, pleasant people. The Clintons come in, and it's like 180 degrees opposite. The place was a, was run like a fraternity.
Well, I tell and you, well, one of the things that just, it is almost heartbreaking to me is that knowing how many women were victimized by Hillary Clinton, I mean, not just Bill, but Hillary and
yes, she did.
Yeah. And, yeah. And the fact that that woman was Hillary Clinton was held up by so many as being this icon for young women and somebody that they should aspire to be. And I'm thinking of all the women who feared for their lives, their reputations, who never reported sexual assaults because they were afraid of her. And for somebody who's such an enemy of women to be held up in that light is just shameful to me. Absolutely shameful.
Well, let me tell you something, Nick. Behind closed doors, the true Hillary Clinton, she hates women. She despises women, okay? Her favorite word to describe any woman begins with the letter C, okay? So that's the real Hillary. Yeah. But then she doesn't have a whole hell of a lot of empathy for anyone.
Right.
There's really, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt that she truly loves and her daughter and her grandchildren. I'll give her that because I don't know better, and I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything but that. But other than that, she is a total user. If you can bring something for her, that's fine. But once that's done, go away and get out of here. When she'd be stomping around the White House, and the staff would be looking down at their desks to maintain like they're working. Because if you looked at her the wrong way, a way that she didn't like, you're gone the next day.
Yeah, sociopath.
The stories are, the way they are behind, Linda was a very prolific writer. And she gave me probably 12 to 1,300 pages of notes that she had written up about this, stories that she had written up. If I had wanted to include a lot more of it, I could have easily come up with a 600 to 700 word book here. But it would have been like bombing the rubble, so to speak.
Well, exactly.
The same stuff over and over and over.
Well, I tell you, for folks who think that they've heard it all and know it all, this is definitely a book for them to pick up at ABC Books on North Glenstone. A Basket of Deplorables, What I Saw Inside the Clinton White House by Linda Tripp and Dennis Carstens. Dennis, thank you for being with us this morning.
No problem, Nick. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Have a wonderful day. Springfield's Talk 104.1. Coming up next, Secretary of State Ashcroft. I'm Nick Reed on Springfield's Talk 104.1.